We have talked many times, especially over the last couple of months, about the behavior of European soccer fans. I've covered numerous stories of unacceptable fan behavior. We have also covered stories where players and the media are blowing things out of proportion. A couple of months ago, when England traveled over to Hungary for a World Cup qualifier, the game was mired by questionable fan behavior. The British media, they covered the fans more than they covered the damn game. English players, led by their ultra-woke manager Gareth Southgate, continue to demonstrate politically before games. They get down on their knees and show the world that they are dedicated in the fight to end racism. Of course, each time this happens, fans in the stadium boo them relentlessly. The media goes into overdrive, denouncing the fans as racist for booing players who choose to bring political and social issues onto the soccer field. FIFA punishes teams for any type of behavior from fans that can possibly be construed as racist. For example, Hungary was forced to play two games without fans in attendance. It seems like every week there is a story coming out of European soccer about racist fan behavior. Oftentimes, the mainstream media here in America will pick up the story. ESPN will put on their woke cap, go into SJW mode, and inform us Americans about the abhorrent behavior going on with fans in Europe. So, my question is, where is the media with this story I'm about to share with you? Where are they? Google the name Juan Bernabe and see what results come up for you. Outside of The Athletic, not one mainstream media outlet has picked up on this story. Nothing from the Daily Mail in the UK, nothing from The Guardian, which is the wokest of the woke in England, nothing from BBC. When it comes to the actions of Juan Bernabe, the media has decided to look the other way. Why? Why? I'm going to tell you in just a second. First, let me tell you what happened. Juan Bernabe is the mascot handler for Lazio, which is a region in Italy. Lazio FC, the soccer team, uses an eagle as their mascot, and Juan Bernabe's the handler. That's very important to remember. This is not a spectator, not a fan at a soccer match. This is someone who directly represents the club. A video has surfaced of Juan Bernabe doing his usual pregame ritual with the eagle at Stadio Olimpico, the home stadium for Lazio. After the pregame ritual, Juan Bernabe is filmed with a group of Lazio fans chanting Deuce Deuce. He was also filmed giving a fascist salute. Now, I'm sure most of you are wondering, what's the big deal about chanting Deuce Deuce? Saints fans in New Orleans used to chant that all the time for Deuce McAllister. Well, that's not the case in Italy. Deuce Deuce was the nickname of Benito Mussolini. Now, some of you may be wondering, who in the hell is Benito Mussolini? Which is understandable. They don't really teach history anymore in school. And even when I was in school, when they taught history about World War II, most people automatically think of Adolf Hitler. They gloss over Mussolini. But Mussolini was just as evil as Hitler was. He had a strong hatred of Jews. He was anti-Semitic. He built a police state in Italy, ruled with an iron fist. Basically, Mussolini was a tyrant. The chanting of Deuce Deuce, the promotion of Mussolini, can be viewed as extremely racist towards Jewish people. To make matters worse, this was done by an employee at Lazio FC, and it wasn't a one-time deal. This is the norm. Reportedly, Juan Bernabe has been doing this same thing for quite some time. The only reason that he has been suspended by Lazio, possibly fired, is because someone caught it on video. Now, I go back to my original question. Where is the woke media? Where's Gareth Southgate? Where are all those English soccer players fighting to end racism? Where's ESPN? Where's Jemele Hill? Where's Stephen A. Smith? Where's The Guardian? The Daily Mail? Complete silence. Why? Because this type of racism doesn't fit their narrative, doesn't fit into the agenda. The media will lead you to believe that racism against African Americans is the only racism that exists, but it's not. The hatred against the Jewish population has been going on since the beginning of time. If this were the other way around, and the Lazio mascot handler was taking part in chants against black people, this story would be headline news around the world. But when it pertains to promoting the hatred of Jewish people, the media views it as no big deal. Once again, the double standard, the hypocrisy of the media. Juan Bernabe wouldn't have just been suspended if this were the other way around. He would have been immediately fired. No investigation needed. We have the video. We have the video. There's no investigation needed. Like I said, this was not a one-off incident with Juan Bernabe. Some sites I read, they say this is somewhat of a tradition between Bernabe and Lazio fans, chanting deuce deuce, basically showing anti-Semitic behavior. And you can't tell me that Lazio FC officials haven't known this was going on. The only reason they have done anything about it now is because the video went viral in Italy. Not only that, Juan Bernabe is not even apologetic about this. He came out and said that he supports Mussolini. I just find it interesting that hardly any mainstream media outlets have picked up on this story. It just goes to show you, in the eyes of the media, there is only one type of racism. All right, let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on the media ignoring this story of blatant racism from an employee of Lazio FC. Not fans, an employee. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.